let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, online, thisweekinamerica.us. In the delightful children's book, Bucky and the Navigator, you meet Bucky. He's always been a little different from a normal seven-year-old. He has never found enough time in the day for all the adventures that he dreams about. The Navigator, his trusty sidekick, helps him with all of his explorations. Bucky and the Navigator is written by Christiana Palat, a retired barber stylist, now living in Texas and now realizing her dream and bringing Bucky alive. Her book came out of her passion as a quilter and her childhood imagination. Now, bringing her story alive with her illustrations is Laura Yakey. Bucky and the Navigator, author Christiana Palat, and illustrator Laura Yakey, joining us on This Week in America. Ladies, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you. Welcome. Thank you for having us.
It is a great story, well illustrated, that we'll be talking about on the program today. And Christiana, it's interesting, as I mentioned, this is basically a story that you've been carrying around for a while. What your childhood imagination, this love of quilting, suddenly it all came together in this children's book.
Well, it all came together when I moved to Texas because I was involved in a lot of life challenges and things going on. We moved to Texas to take care of my mom. And I opened up a barbershop just down the street from where Laura works. And in a barbershop, you get to know everybody in town. And one day, I had this idea. I thought, you know what? I'm just going to get the book done. And I needed an illustrator, and I've gone to everybody and asked for an illustrator. Well, I walked down here to the newspaper, and Joyce is the one that runs the newspaper down here. And I looked, her desk is in the center of the office. And I said, Joyce, I'm looking for an illustrator. And Laura sits in the desk a little ways from her, and all Joyce does is point her finger towards Laura. And I went, what are you saying? And she said, Laura is an illustrator. And I said, you've got to be kidding me. She's this close to me, and I didn't even know it. So here's Laura's story. And that's how we got Bucky in the book.
Well, that's so fascinating. And Laura, from your standpoint, what's it like when you can take someone's imagination, someone's story, and actually make it come to life and entertain so many kids in the process? What's that feeling like in making a character, a book, come to life?
Well, it came out of my blankets, too, because I make a certain blanket, and it's called a bunny quilt. And I started making them years and years ago down in Yuma, Arizona. And there's a lot of military down there, and so it was easy to sell them. And the little bunny in the blanket has to be a part of the blanket, like it has to be in the fabric some way. And just like today, I have a request for a blanket, and it has to be an Indian blanket, and it has to be a buffalo. Well, try to find a little baby character buffalo, okay? Well, you went to local church, and there's a baby buffalo in the children's closet, okay? So the blanket just came together just like that. And that's how Bucky and the Navigator, I just put my childhood experiences, like my baby brother had a baby blanket. And this blanket was his security blanket. And when I made these buddy quilts, the parents would come to me and say, Chris, our baby loves this blanket and the baby. And I just put the two and two together. And in Bucky, I was called Bucky as a kid because I had buck teeth. So they called me Bucky. Now, I created the boy because I thought Bucky went better with the little boy. And then when Laura created Bucky in picture form, illustration form, It was like Bucky has always been alive. We didn't know it.
Yeah, and as you're looking at it, I mean, it's so believable. You take the words that you've written, and suddenly they come to life with the facial expressions and everything we see in this great story. The book is Bucky and the Navigator. Talk about the Navigator. The Navigator's special, isn't it?
Yes, the Navigator came because my family's name, Palat, means pilot. In the Mediterranean, pilot of a ship. Well, what does a navigator do? He's like your navigator. He's your security. He's the one that tells you where to go. He's the one that helps you. If you're lost, you turn to the navigator. So with naming my blanket, the navigator was just an automatic for this blanket with Bucky because this blanket was made for him when he was a baby by his grandmother, and his grandfather was a pilot in World War II. So this blanket had special meaning even before it was made, as the blanket stew that I make when I make my buddy quilt. So Bucky's had the Navigator and his security along with him his whole childhood. But the family doesn't know this. They just think he's kind of quirky because he loves this blanket. And this blanket is his security, and he can't deal without it. And his twisted sisters are constantly trying to take this blanket away from him and do crazy things with this blanket, and it drives Bucky crazy. And his parents don't even have a clue half the time what's going on in Bucky's life. They just know the outcome of when something happens. And there's other stories that Bucky has to live, but I just haven't got it down on paper yet.
Well, I love this story, and here's Bucky and the Navigator going on these, like, spy missions throughout the house. Parents really not, as you say, not really aware of what's going on. And the story is so relatable, not only with the kids, but with parents who have children that are attached to their security blanket. You started off where mom is washing the security blanket. I remember with our kids, that was always a time of great peril when you did that, because the blanket was never quite the same when it came out, and it took a few days before they got back, you know, where they felt comfortable with it.
Right. It's just a funny story. I remember I would think of little lines for, and I'd be cutting hair, and I'd have to stop cutting hair and write something down.
I mean,
my customer's crazy.
Yeah, I'll be back to dry your hair in a second. I just had a thought. I need to go write this down. The book is Bucky and the Navigator. Christiana Palat is our guest in the program. Laura Yakey is the illustrator with us as well. The book's available at bookventure.com at the bookstore. You got our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to get information on the book. The story revolves around their mission to try to find the Night Weezers. Talk about that, because Bucky's afraid, I've got to find these or my family's in danger.
Okay, the Night Weezers only come out at night, and they make a horrible noise, and it echoes through the house. And he woke up one night hearing this, and it was like, what is it? He shook to death in his bed. He was like, what in the world is going on in this house? So him and the Navigator make the plan. They make a mission, and they said, okay, we're going to find out who the Night Weezers are. And he named them the Weezers because of the sound. And it's like, I can't really do the sound. Can you do the sound, Laura? Who can do the sound? But it's a snoring, grovel, kind of creepy sound. It's a wheezy sound, and it goes into a real deep, windy sound. So him and the Navigator are bound and determined to find the Night Weezers. So he's loose in the house, and he cannot wake anybody up, because this mission is very important to find these Night Weezers, because no one else has spoke of them. No one else knows about them. So he's bound and determined to find them. And then the Navigator is really, he's the one that's really going to find them, because the Navigator is really the skilled mission.
Yeah, they go off on a reconnaissance mission one night, and they go in the bathroom, and they have this fear. Of course, it's dark. You got to pull back the shower curtain. Bucky doesn't even want to do that during the day. Probably hasn't even seen Psycho up to this point, and he's afraid to pull back the shower curtain. So this is really relatable, isn't it? Because kids have fear. Adults have fears of the dark, and the Navigator is there to, like, go ahead and get him through all of this.
Yes. And I cracked up when I wrote that scene. I was laughing. When I wrote that scene, because it was just too funny. Because you do think about the things that you fear when you're a child, and that's one of them, is, you know, dark places that you don't think of until it's dark. And the mirror. Him in the mirror, it was so funny, because he's looking for a reflection of something. And he scares himself to death. And the Navigator's like, stop it. Come on, we got to find the Weezers.
And we won't give away too much more here, but they end up sort of mission accomplished at the end. It's a great ending to the book, Bucky and the Navigator. And what I really like about this is it really teaches everybody the strength of a friend. And a friend doesn't even have to be a human, does it? In this case, it was the blanket. And this bond gets Bucky through young adulthood, young life.
Yes, and that comes from my faith itself. We have someone with us at all times, and that comes through my faith. And Bucky has his friend. and security. True, and even though it might be his grandfather, it's with him. He has his friend with him.
And he doesn't understand this is a blanket, this is not going to get me through. He has faith and confidence and hope in that relationship, and it serves him well through the book. Bucky in the Navigator. With us on the program, besides Christiana Palat, the author, is Laura Yakey, who is the illustrator. I want to talk about the collaboration. Once Chris has the story in her mind, now she wants to make it come alive on paper in the book. Laura, from your standpoint, where do you begin? How do you get the story started?
Well, one day she walked in with a notebook full of papers and pen writings, and she said, I've got this book, and I want you to illustrate it. And I was like, really? And, well, she just started. It's just crazy. But it's her education. She comes from where did you go to school? I went to school at Northern Illinois University, and I got a BFA in illustration, so it helped me bring the story to life.
Yeah, and this is something that you were almost born to do. I understand this basically started as you were a child. A picture outside your bedroom caught your attention and basically changed your life for you.
Yeah, I mean, pictures have always had a huge influence on me, and you can choose to skim over words, but pictures really hit you, and you can bring something to life, and if I can help take a story and breathe some life into it, and maybe kids and adults can enjoy it all, then I think that's pretty great.
Yeah, we see them on the big screen, big time.
Well, yes, and what happens with this, you not only are sort of telling the story, like I said, the facial expressions, you capture everything in telling the story. Chris, in working with Laura, talk about that experience, because it sounds like from the very beginning you were pretty much on the same page, and she knew where you were trying to go and help you get there in terms of illustrations.
I'm telling you, it was the most unimaginable thing. It was like, we were, like you said, on the same page. It was like all we had to do was look and see, and she just made him come to life. It was unbelievable how she took the words of how I explained who he was and just put him on paper. I was blown away. And I like to think of myself as an artist, but this girl is an artist. I mean, it's all the way through her. And I was just so, I'm so blessed to know her. And to have her do this book for me, to put him out like this, was unbelievable. And she's so capable of this.
It takes your words, makes them come alive, and it's great if you're reading the story to a youngster. They're just looking at the pictures and following the story. The book we're talking about is Bucky and the Navigator. Christiana Palat is our guest. She's the author. Laura Yakey is the illustrator. Book is available at, I'll suggest, bookventure.com and their bookstore. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Chris, when you were putting the story together, what were some of the takeaways you hope that parents and their children have in reading the book? I mentioned the, getting over fears, that type of thing. What do you hope, besides an entertaining story, what do you hope that young people take away from reading the book?
I hope that they take away that there are occasions that we have that we're curious and we're afraid, and yet don't be, always be, take your strength, your inner strength, and go through life, and know that there's going to be experiences that we don't always come out on the good end of it, but we're going to have something that we can say that we did. We braved through. We accomplished this, just as the book itself. I accomplished this, like a lot of writers these days and a lot of authors cannot believe when their book is finally put out, and you're like, the strength that it took to do that is unbelievable. But then when it all comes together, as he does with the Navigator, and comes to the conclusions of, and finds what they're looking for, it's so rewarding. It's unbelievable. And the adults that, when you're young, it's a different story than when you get older and you understand and you're mature. It's a different story. And I like it that I got to blend the parents with the kids with this imagination of Bucky. Because we all have that. We all have that curiosity. We all have the strength, but we just don't know it.
And it also says, I guess, if you're, I'll use the word quirky again, if you're a little quirky, maybe you've got a very vivid imagination where somebody else in the family doesn't, that's okay. You're an individual. That's another powerful message that comes out of the book.
Yeah, that's a very powerful, because I was quirky when I was little. I was not a cute little kid, but I was a fun little kid. And just like everybody in my family, they all had their own personalities, and we had a, you know, it was kind of quirky, but we all grew up having great talent, so it doesn't really worry about how, I mean, we all
exactly
out of it.
You know, and you've got so many opportunities. You mentioned you were working on more. Bucky's 7 years old. He's got another, 10 years of quirkiness with stories and things that you can entertain us with. What are you working on? Are you working on new storylines?
I have one, and it's Bucky can't take his blanket to school. And that's a tough one. I have the story, but it's so hard to bring it to paper because it's so... I don't want him to have to take the blanket away. In the world today, he wouldn't have to take his blanket. But the world I grew up in, he had to take his blanket away.
Yes.
But the world now, they probably would let him take his blanket to school. So I'm kind of twisted on how to do that. I may have to come up with a different storyline.
Well, a couple minutes left in the program. Talk about the challenge of doing that. When you get an idea... It's wonderful to have an idea, but you have to make it workable. You've got to get the words down that young children can understand. You can't use a whole lot of extra words. You have to be very concise in your language. Talk about the challenges of doing that, of taking an idea and then turning it into a children's book.
Well, and you have to keep the adults in mind, too. That's
yes.
What's hard. It's just you start writing it, and all of a sudden, the words come to you. And I know that sounds simplified, but when you're working with something that's from inside you, that is you, and kind of your alter ego, it's not hard. And all of the great writers do it, and we wonder how did they do that. But when you sit with pencil and paper, and you start writing or typing, it's like the story just comes out. And now you might have to go back and revamp a little bit. Like I said, I might have to revamp the storyline with the blankets being taken away.
Right.
But once I start writing it, it will just come out. And I don't have any control over it. It's just, and then it's there on the paper.
Well,
and then I bring it to Laura, and she's going to go, wow.
And illustrate again. Laura, I got 30 seconds here at the end. What was it like when you saw the finished product? What feeling went through you as you're holding the book, beautifully illustrated, and those are your illustrations?
It was pretty special to see that the two of us could come together and make something amazing that was pretty entertaining.
Yes.
To everyone.
Well, entertaining, and it's filled with great messages. It really is a story well done and will enlighten and entertain a number of young people for years to come. The book we're talking about is Bucky and the Navigator. Christiana Palat is the author. Laura Yakey is the illustrator. Book you'll find at bookventure.com and the bookstore, other places as well. And you can link on directly to BookVenture and get information by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Chris, Laura, a pleasure having you on the program. Loved having a chance to read the book. Job well done. Looking forward to the sequel. Stay in touch, and thank you for being with us.
Oh, thank you, Rick. It was a pleasure.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Once again, the book Bucky and the Navigator, Christiana Palat and Laura Yakey. Information available at bookventure.com. You go directly there by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.